So let's review. In the previous daf, the Mishnah taught about machzelis konim, reed mats, asol l'shchiva mikabelis toma, ve'im asachem ba. If it was made for the purpose of reclining, it's a kli, and mekabel toma, and therefore cannot be used as schach. L'sichuch mesachem ba, ve'im mekabelis toma. If it was made for the purpose of schach, it is not a kli. Therefore, it can be used as schach, and it is not mekabel toma. The Gemara explains. Of course, if the mat was made for a specific purpose, its designation is based on that purpose. The question is, if it was made stama for no specific purpose, what is its presumed use? Is it stama l'shchiva, a kli, and therefore mekabel l'stuma ve'im esachem ba? Or stama l'sichuch, not a kli, and therefore mesachem ba ve'im mekabel l'stuma? After extensive discussion, Rav Papa concludes on this daf. Biktana kuli amali pligi de stama l'shchiva. All agree that a small mat is presumed to be used for reclining. Ki pligi begedoyla. Tanakama savar stam gedoyla l'sichuch. Rabbi Eliezer savar stam gedoyla nami l'shchiva. The machlekes is regarding a large mat. The Tanakama holds it's presumed to be used for a schach, and therefore kosher. Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's presumed to be used for reclining, and therefore pasul. The Gemara next discusses other mats and cites a braisa. Machzelis shel shifa v'shel gemi. Mats made from shifa or gemi, which are soft, grass-like plants from the rush family. Gedeila mesachem ba, ketana im mesachem ba. A large one is kosher v'schach because it's stama l'sichuch. But a small one is pasul v'schach because it's stama l'shchiva. Shalkanim v'shachilas, if the mat was made from hard reeds or sedge, it does not depend on its size, but on how it was made, because that indicates for what purpose it was made. Gedula mesachem ba, a braided mat is kosher v'schach because it's not used l'shchiva since it's hard and thick. Aruga im mesachem ba, a woven mat is pasul v'schach because it is used l'shchiva since it's smoother. Shmuel Reb Yossi said in the name of his father that regarding small reed mats, both braided or woven are kosher b'schach because they are not used l'shchiva since they are hard. Reb Yossi agrees with him in this matter. The Gemara now clarifies the opinion of Reb Yossi by quoting a related Mishnah, Kal HaChetzales, which the Gemara later identifies as either leather pouches used by shepherds who sometimes rest their heads on them, or according to Rish Lakish, actual mats, mitamen tamei meis de Reb Yossi, v'acham maimer medras. Reb Yossi holds that all chetzalis can only become tamei meis, but the Chacham say they can become tamei medras as well. The Gemara explains the machlekes as follows. Reb Yossi holds that since most people do not sit or lie on them, they are not meant l'shchiva, and therefore cannot become tamei medras. The Chachamim hold that since some people do designate them to sit or lie on them, they can become tamei medras. The Gemara asks that according to Rish Lakish, who explained the word chetzalis as actual mats, Reb Yossi is saying that they cannot become tamei medras because they are not meant l'shchiva, but they can become tamei meis. Obviously, since he rules that they are mekabel toma, he considers them a kli. This contradicts the ruling of Reb Yossi, who said earlier that achazu v'achazu mesachem ba, that they are kosher v'schach. The Gemara answers, ha de is legedanfa, ha de les legedanfa. That Mishnah is speaking of a mat that has a rim which contains anything placed on it. Therefore, it's a kli mekabel toma. Our Bryce is speaking of a mat that has no rim, which is not a kli, not mekabel toma, and kosher v'schach. The Gemara then explains in detail how other mats and pouches are used, so that they are considered kalim and are mekabel toma. A part of this discussion, the Gemara cites a statement of Reb Shimon Lakish. Amar Rish Lakish, Hareini kaparas Reb Chi uvanav. May my suffering be atonement for the departed Reb Chi and his sons. Because when Torah was forgotten in Eretz Yisrael during the exile of Bavel, since most Talmid Chacham were in Bavel, Ola Ezra mi Bavel v'yasta. Ezra Sif ascended from Bavel and reestablished it. Chazav v'nishtakha, Ola Hil HaBavli v'yasta. After it was again forgotten, Hil HaNasi ascended and reestablished it. Chazav v'nishtakha, Ola Reb Chiya Bana v'yasdua. After it was yet again forgotten, Reb Chiya and his sons ascended and reestablished it. This shows us the greatness of Reb Chi Uvanov. V'cheinam Reb Chi Uvanov and Reb Chi Uvanov agree with my interpretation of Machlekes Reb Yossi v'Chacham. The pair concludes with a Braisa, which relates to the following incident. Aram Chananya, Keshi Yiradati L'Goyla Matzasi Zaken Echad V'Amarli Mesachin Bebudja. Reb Chananya once traveled outside of Eretz Yisrael and met an elderly man who told him that mats are kosher b'schach. U'kashabasi, it's Reb Yeshua, Chi Abba, Hoyd L'Dvarv. My uncle Reb Yeshua agreed. Amr Rav Chizda, v'hu deles legedanfa. Chizda qualifies this rule and says only if the mat has no rim. The Gemara cites two supporting statements. Amr Ula, Hani Buddhisa de Bnei Mechuzo, il moli kir shalahan, mesachemu. Tanem hachi, mesachem Buddhia, vimeshlan kir, ein mesachem hen. Hani Loch Sukkah, we have Baruch Hashem completed the first parak of Mesach the Sukkah. Sukkah shi gevoya lamaila mesem amo, and begin the second parak, hayoshan tachasamita, be'ezus Hashem. Zak the Mishnah. Hayoshan tachasamita besukkah, lo yotzi decha vasai. Someone who sleeps under a bed in a sukkah has not fulfilled the mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, noyegin hayinoshin yishem tachas amita befnei hazikinim, v'lo yomer lanu davar. Rabbi Yehuda said, we used to sleep under the bed in the presence of the elders, and they did not say anything about it. Amar Rabbi Shimon, ma'isa b'tavi abdi shem yulil, shahayoshin tachas amita. Rabbi Shimon relates that there was an incident with Tavi, the servant of Rabbi Gamliel, who slept under the bed in the sukkah. Upon which Gamliel said to the elders, see my servant Tavi. He is a Talmud Chacham, for he knows that a non-Jewish servant is exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah, and that's why he's sleeping under the bed. Rav Shimon continues, we learn from this casual remark that someone who sleeps under a bed in the sukkah has not fulfilled the mitzvah. The Gemara clarifies, Tirgum Shmuel b'mita asara. The Mishnah is speaking of a case where there is 10 tefachim of height underneath the bed. Otherwise, it is not considered an oil separate from the sukkah.